Hi, I'm Don Berwick. I'm a pediatrician, and I'm the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. I want to tell you about an exciting and unprecedented project that CMS and our partner agencies in the Department of Health and Human Services launched in May. We call it the Partnership for Patients. It has two simple goals: better care and lower cost by improving care. The Partnership for Patients is a public-private partnership. It's a broad collaboration. It includes hospitals and doctors and nurses and pharmacists and consumer advocates, CEOs from major companies, state officials, and many, many more. All of these partners have signed a pledge to work to keep patients from getting injured in healthcare from the care that's supposed to help them and helping them heal without complications. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is investing $1 billion from the Affordable Care Act to help achieve these shared goals. The partnership has set concrete and thrilling objectives in place. By the end of 2013, we aim to cut preventable hospital-acquired conditions, HACs, avoidable complications, that patients get in hospitals by 40%. We're talking about problems like pressure ulcers and nosocomial infections, medication errors, and falls, for example. And we're also going to reduce preventable hospital readmissions by 20%, the sort of readmission that occurs, for example, when a patient with congestive heart failure goes home from the hospital and then bounces back in within a few weeks because the handoff to primary care doesn't go well, and maybe no one recognizes that the patient is gaining back weight from edema or is failing to get onto the right medication regimen. If the Partnership for Patients is successful, our country will have 1.8 million fewer healthcare-acquired injuries to patients over the next 3 years. 1.8 million. And more than 1.6 million patients will recover from illness without going back into the hospital within 30 days of discharge. And we will have saved 60,000 lives. This is something that every single doctor and nurse and pharmacist and other healthcare professional can participate in. Most of the time, when an injury occurs in healthcare, it's not at all the fault of the clinicians taking care of the patient. You know that, and I know that. I know firsthand that when an error in care occurs and a patient gets hurt, doctors and nurses and other providers are doing everything they can to deliver the best care to that patient. And the science of safety, which is actually quite well-developed science, confirms that people get hurt when systems of care break down, when they fail to help the clinician succeed in what the clinician wants to do the most, which is to give safe and superb care. So safety problems, by and large, are system problems. We actually know a ton about how to make healthcare systems safer, much safer. With proper improvements in design of care, many hospitals, for example, have already virtually eliminated central venous line bacteremias and ventilator-associated pneumonias, and that's just the start. Supporting that change, supporting better, safer designs in healthcare systems, that's the aim of the Partnership for Patients. This partnership is a matter of making sure that you, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, clinicians of all types, hospitals, all have the easy access you want and need to the best practices to craft your systems in a way that will reduce adverse events to patients. And there's more good news. Investing in saving lives and improving health by improving patient safety and reducing readmissions, it has an indirect benefit. Healthcare costs drop. They drop a lot. So far, the total number of partners is already over 3,000. We hope that you'll take the pledge, too. Sustainable, high-quality, safe, and continually improving healthcare isn't an imaginary target. It's a real target. It's feasible, and it's time. So go to partnershippledge.healthcare.gov. That's partnershippledge.healthcare.gov to learn more about the partnership and to find out how you can get involved. Thank you.